Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live. That's what we like to do. So magical engineer Frank and I, we're ready to roll. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. First up is we're going to be talking about malnourishment. And what are some of the subtle signs that you may be malnourished and just don't know it? Also, we're going to be talking about blood and how important it is to have healthy, real blood as compared to what, you know, modern medicine wants to give you, some artificial stuff. And also, we may talk about, if we get time, how to pump up your energy level a little bit. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fighter, righteous men and women in uniform. And praying, as usual, for America, because we got lots of dogs and pony shows out there. And we want truth. We want reality. We want justice. And, you know, we're supposed to plead to the Lord for truth and justice, and he'll deliver it, because that's all he's promising to deliver is justice. And we get anything else, that's just a plus. I'm praying for righteous leadership, men with steel for backbones, you know, against tyranny and everything that's ungodly. So I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and I think if enough of us do that, the Lord will hear and help America, you know, help America. That's what we have to do. Pray that the Lord will help America, and we have to mind the time because it grows short. You know, get that Bible out, start reading it, have a relationship with the Creator, because you'll never regret doing that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, let's see, a new study. Where is this at? Experts. Oh, it was assessed at the Taiwan National Health Insurance Agency database. That's where they pulled all this data. And it was a study on benzodiazepines, which would be, you know, your anti-anxiety, antidepressant drugs like Xanax, Valium, Klonopin, that kind of stuff. Anyway, what they were doing is they were assessing these benzodiazepine drugs, group of these drugs that, you know, affect your central nervous system. You know, they create that feeling of calm, maybe even make you sleepy and drowsy. And all they, Valium, Xanax, all this stuff, they wanted to see if there was any kind of correlation with life-threatening diseases like cancer. And they did. They found that it was a 20-year-old compiled study, 20 years of this stuff, and they determined there is an association between the benzodiazepine drugs and the likelihood of you getting cancer. So what they found is there's an increased overall cancer risk, 21% for brain, let's see, overall 21% risk, but you have a 98% risk that it's going to be brain cancer, 25% risk that you'll have colon rectal cancer, a 10% risk you'll have lung cancer, 59% you'll have esophageal cancer, 36% the cancer will be in the prostate, 39% bladder cancer, 18% liver cancer, 41% pancreatic cancer, and the other category of cancers was 27%. Just because you're a little depressed. Eh. Well, moving along in the quack report. Here's something that's really interesting. Computer programs to predict crime. You know, what is that? The Department of Future Crimes? Is that what it is? Computers are getting really good at predicting, apparently, the future. And they're just predicting how people will behave. Sort of like Amazon's using algorithms and programs to figure out what you most likely will buy. Netflix wants to know what you're going to watch. Meteorologists use these programs to predict 10-day forecasts. Okay. So now there's a team of scientists that have demonstrated they have a computer platform they say can outperform a judge, a human judge, in predicting who's going to commit a violent crime. Whoa. So their research was published in the Journal of Epiphereal Legal Studies. And they talk about how they built this system. Of course, it's all, you know, hush hush. It's, you know, protected secret on how the technology went together. But police departments are using this kind of data to identify individuals who are criminally inclined. So the system is called Beware. Nice name, right? And it's capable of rating citizens. They're using it in Fresno, California. So y'all out in Fresno, hello, beware. It will determine if you have a high, medium, or low level of a threat, okay? And what the system does is it amasses all this data, goes out and gets it. It'll look at past criminal records, if you have any, web searches, your property records, and your social networking posts. And it'll all come up with whether, you know, you're about to lose it and go postal, I guess. Questions on how the software works. It's a trade secret, they say. Scientific evidence that the technology works as advertised is yet to be proven, though. That's the problem, you know. It's a real concern where a computer may determine your future. Think about it. Moving along. Last but not least in the Quack Report, we're going to talk a little bit about this in the first segment of the show on malnutrition, because here's a report, according to dietitians at a lot of health system hospitals, they're saying, they're noticing that people that are admitted to the hospital are already malnourished, okay, majority of them. So hospital cafeteria food, though, is not going to help them out, as you know. It's full of GMO stuff. The cheapest food you probably could, you know, make is in a hospital cafeteria, because they got to watch that bottom line. Lots of gluten, of course, artificial sweeteners, monosodium glutamate, you name it. I mean, I worked at a hospital. I did. And on break, you go down to the cafeteria. I always brown bagged it. And you'd watch. Here comes all the doctors and nurses from the cardio floor. Well, the ones that were on their break. They line up in line, get their little cafeteria tray. And what do they come out with? Fried chicken and french fries, or hamburger and french fries. And they work on the heart floor. Second floor. I was just like shaking my head. All right, so hospital environment not going to help any malnourished person out. Really, a lot of deadly drug-resistant bacteria there. Flu inoculations most likely going to get you. Dirty, inadequate, sanitized medical equipment. Prescribed drugs to lower your immune system while it destroys your gut flora and your healthy digestion. Of course, I haven't even mentioned the drug errors and nurse-doctor human error, but there you go. If you're going in, know what you're going in for. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All righty. We're going to talk about malnourished in America. So, you know, think about it. When you think of a malnourished person, what do we tend to think of? Well, visions of emaciated, barely able to stand people come to mind, right? You know, when I asked my adult children what they thought of when they thought of a malnourished person, what they looked like, well, they referenced the World War II POWs and the concentration camp prisoners. That's what, you know, that's what their mind jumps to. Obviously, those are extreme cases of neglect and really not at the individual's choosing. However, malnourished people are very common today, and the signs can be very subtle. You may not even notice. So school teachers, counselors, parents, physicians may not realize a person is malnourished just by looking at them. So when malnourishment becomes visible, it has been going on for some time. So health experts are reporting that we live in a time of food insecurity, which means even if there is food, is it nutritious enough? Well, let's take a look and see how we can avoid any phase of being malnourished, you know, this side of famine and war. Well, let's get some reality first up. According to a study done by Western Oregon University, 59% of college students are suffering from malnutrition. You know, I bet if you checked the dormitories on college campuses, you'd find a majority of these kids live on some kind of digestive aid, you know, some sort of antacid. I bet you there's a bottle of Mylanta somewhere in there. But for comparison, the U.S. households with the same problems are only coming in at 14.9%. So the college student diet is, you know, rich in carbohydrates, fats, empty calories. And the Journal of Nutrition Education and Behavior notes that healthy food costs more money. College students can't always afford it. Well, in the U.S. alone, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is reporting we have 15.9 million children under the age of 18 that are clinically malnourished. So the likelihood that these children will develop chronic conditions is high. So according to Dr. Mark Heyman of the U.S. Cleveland Clinic, malnutrition leads to obesity. So food choices can weaken the metabolism, and therefore we are what we eat. So Dr. Heyman says that 30% of Americans have insufficient nutrition. So this missing nutrition comes from raw plants. So plant nutrition supplies our body with magnesium, vitamin A, C, and D, and a shocking 9 out of 10 people have low omega-3 fatty acids to help control, you know, that inflammation and the blood sugar. Okay, so as I mentioned, hospital dietitians have run the numbers at, Gottlieb Memorial Hospital and Loyola University Health System, and 33% of the people admitted to the hospital are already malnourished. Wow. Well, let's look at some of the common signs. The signs of not getting enough nutrition can be subtle. So we may notice some weight loss and maybe being a bit tired. And then that progresses to fatigue and dizziness. And these are signals from our body that nutrient loss is now significant enough that it affects apparent function. And we may be eating the wrong kind of foods, and malnutrition can produce osteoporosis and, you know, easily fractured bones as they become very fragile. Muscle loss and weakness occurs as well, and usually it's due to a lack of vitamin D and organic calcium and minerals. So these symptoms can develop quickly upon malnourishment. So, you know, within a short time, maybe a month or so, you know, if it's not done, something done about it. Let's look at some more subtle signs. The less apparent signs will be things like bleeding gums, mouth sores, tooth decay, slowed reflexes, a lack of coordination, and memory loss are also some subtle signs of a lack of nutrients. But in such cases, there have been, you know, patients that have been diagnosed with the onset of dementia when in fact they lack nutrition. So we often are told to expect our elderly to slow down, have poor memory, and overall function less efficiently. However, this is not the way we're supposed to age. So a lack of nutrients will affect, you know, the major organs like your heart, your liver, and your kidneys. And all kinds of malfunction will occur. Now, Procter & Gamble, well, they make a lot of money on adult diapers because of bladder dysfunction. And you know, I once knew a man who, according to his physicians, had incurable bladder cancer. And he would need to use the bathroom every 2 hours round the clock. Sometimes sooner than 2 hours, but he was unable to sleep well and his health was deteriorating. So he was so deficient in vitamin A, natural sodium, protein, phosphorus, manganese, and iron that once he started using sun-dried Celtic sea salt with the 84 microminerals, you know, and some dandelion root as an anti-cancer herb and the kidney bladder herbs, well, then he got rid of his, quote, incurable condition, and then he slept for 3 days. End of story. He's fine. Other indicators, some other signs that we are low in nutrition are digestive or intestinal problems, diminished lung capacity, stomach problems like ulcers, abnormal menstrual cycles, emotional irritability, swelling, and bloating. So the latter two, the swelling and bloating, usually occur when the kidneys and the liver and the intestines are malnourished. So a person may be malnourished if they can't seem to keep warm and they're eating and drinking less. Sometimes they don't want to swallow. You ever see that? Yep. All right, and let's look at the skin, because another indicator that they're not getting enough nutrients, you know, or we're not doing our job to put the right foods in our diet is we get this dry skin. So dry skin looks dehydrated, and no amount of lotion is going to hydrate this, okay? Wrinkles and cracks can develop, as well as the skin can appear very thin. So most don't make the connection that it's malnourishment because, you know, they say, I'm not malnourished. I won't look like a prisoner of war, you know? They just don't make that connection. All right, let's look at some other signs we could be missing. We all know someone or have experienced a situation where, you know, you don't pick up on the subtle signs because maybe you saw this malnourished person every day, okay? So malnourishment can quickly rob the body within 1 or 2 months, and then the person may become unrecognizable, and you'd even pass them on the street, right? So over time, if malnutrition is not reversed, the body will use muscle for an energy source, and this can produce severe damage. Let me read you this quote from an anonymous Little League mother. All right. And she says, seeing your child every day, you don't miss the subtle signs of malnutrition. I almost lost my son. I brought the symptoms of the low energy and his legs hurting to his doctor's attention on numerous occasions, but nothing came of it. End of quote. Huh. Yeah, this mother was in the hospital at his bedside because it got real bad, really quick. Okay, so who would be at risk? Well, you know, everyone's at risk of not getting enough of the right nutrients, but who's at a higher risk of malnutrition when we're making poor food choices, which are, you know, bad eating habits, not eating the right foods containing organic nutrition? So there are some people who could be at a higher risk, and they would be, you know, people with reduced ambulation or mobility, you know, limits their shopping and cooking, people who are housebound, people who live alone, people suffering from depression or other mental illness, people with dementia, people dealing with an extended illness like or trauma, stroke, or cancer, something of that nature, or people with oral dysfunction or illness. In other words, they, you know, they have a problem with the oral cavity and they can't eat very well. So what are the care solutions? Well, most of those problems can lead to malnutrition but can be somewhat easily resolved. For those who cannot, you know, get out and do their shopping, there are now food stores that offer a service to shop for you and then deliver the groceries. There are even in-home services that someone can come in and cook the meal, and other in-home services where they also offer limited supervision of a person, making sure they're eating well, and even engage them in social activities. So let's make sure we know what real food is, because some people, you know, don't know where the cutoff is. Let's talk about junk food for a sec. Mm-hmm. People get addicted to that stuff. It is metabolically poisonous. There is a reason the empty, non-nutritious foods are called junk food. Most people consider junk food, you know, maybe just to be the commercial baked goods, a candy bar, some soda. Actually, the junk food category has a wider sweep and really includes any product that has high fructose corn syrup in it, processed sugars, refined bleached flour, processed trans fats and oils. So junk food is really any food that is overprocessed, overcooked, full of chemical preservatives and chemicals that are masquerading as fortified vitamins. And by the way, this would include commercial pet foods. So get your pets off the junk food too. All right, so let's eat some foods in their original containers just to get a grip on what we're supposed to be doing. If we establish this mindset to eat organic foods in their original containers, they contain more natural nutrition and our metabolism is satisfied. So we are less hungry and we eat less volume when we get the natural nutrition. So eating an organic apple a day is going to help you shed 10 pounds over the course of a year. So it will also provide pectin to help soothe the lining of the intestines, you know, reduce the inflammation and help the digestive tract. So, you know, take the money that you're spending on all that takeout food, the snacks, the soda, the alcohol, and a number of other wise food choices, and, you know, put that towards the more expensive fresh organic foods. So you'll be eating less volume due to the nutrition content. And in the long run, your food bill will not go up. So you'll be amazed how you won't miss the potato chips. And once you're off those foods and then later taste them again, Oh, you will notice how nasty and dead tasting they are. Because it's the processed oils especially that you'll notice how it makes things taste rancid. It's gross. All right, so let's get to the nuts and bolts to jumpstart you in the right direction. So if we are good stewards of our bodies are going to be good to us. So cleanse away that built-up toxin, that material that you have that's holding you back. It's going to relieve the cellular stress on your system so it can utilize more nutrition to restore and heal you. So if you're having difficulty, you know, getting your live nutrition in an easy way, well, then take a scoop of that body food mix and put it in a juice and smoothie. You know, put it in a juice or make a smoothie with it because you'll be amazed how great you feel when you get some whole food nutrition in the body. The body will let you know, like, immediately, right? I have my adult kids. They'll make smoothies for their friends and put the body food mix in it. And then they're like, what was in that? I feel amazing. Because, you know, most young adults are malnourished. And that's an indicator. So you might want to check that out. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. They also have their organ cleanse packages there that help you clean up the digestive tract, your kidneys, the bladder, the prostate, your liver, gallbladder, and help out the other organs like your heart. And it'll do a whole lot more, but that's a jump. That's where you step into a whole new world of living instead of existing. So call Apothecary Herbs, ask for, they have the Celtic sea salt too, with the minerals in it. Organic minerals won't give you hypertension, by the way, when you get real salt. That's not processed. See, that's the key. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. I know we have a lot of Canadian people listening and a lot of Canadian customers, and they can't, like Australia and England, they have to import the good stuff because they don't have it there. Call, if you're international, 704-885-0277, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Ask for free catalog. You can get a free catalog if you don't want to download a PDF file off the website. You can ask for a hard copy. And guess what they have? They have an early bird St. Patrick's Day special going on right now. So you can save 15% on any orders over $50. The code is up on the homepage there. It's ST for Saint and PAT for Patrick. So ST Pat and number 16, ST Pat 16, and you'll save 15%, but you want to hurry because that special ends Friday, March 11th. So check that out. Save, stock up. Good time to cleanse the spring, you know? Get it all taken care of and be ready for summer. Lots of energy to go out round and about and do what you want. You'll be amazed. Put the power back in your hands. That's why it's called the Power Herbs. Puts it in your hands. Get control of your life, your health, right? None of this disease management. That's not what we're about. We're about getting at the cause, which typically is too much toxins in the body, not enough nutrition. Simple. Taking a break. We'll be right back.
My bicycle past your window last night.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Karen Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about some interesting developments in the medical area, especially if you, unfortunately, in an accident and need to go to the emergency room, maybe have surgery and need blood, okay? Because I've noticed in the last 100 years that there's been this explosion of artificial products in healthcare. The Strong's Concordance says anti refers to something that is current or just happened, or arti, I should say. And the suffix fiscal refers to the surface of something or on the surface. So some of the highlights of the artificial era are artificial conception, you know, test tube babies, artificial turf, grass, artificial intelligence, artificial humans, robots, artificial, you know, animal clones and artificial transplantable body parts, artificial skin, artificial insects and looking like drones, artificial vitamins and medicines, GM food, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavor, artificial color, and now most recently artificial blood. All right, so there's nothing more sacred than human life. And when we try to circumvent it and, you know, undermine the laws of nature, we create problems. So we're going to take a look at this new artificial blood that they want to roll out into emergency rooms nationwide. What are the pros and cons of it? Well, blood is really a lifeline. The life is in the blood. And we're told by science and God that there is life in blood. So blood brings healing to the tissues of the body. It supports the metabolism. Blood is the vehicle that transports life-sustaining fluids, nutrients, contains tissue as well as water to support the cells, carries away debris, harmful toxins, and provides oxygen, an oxygen supply. So the blood is very important. So for thousands of years, animals that, you know, are killed for food, they have the blood removed, and it's not for consumption. And we're instructed to pour out the blood of animals onto the ground as if it were water and cover it then with dirt, sort of like bury it, you know, have some respect, you know. So we're also warned against the inappropriate use of blood in Leviticus 17, chapter 17. So God says that we're to cut off, to be cut off if we consume a blood product, if we eat it or drink it. And he considers it the life of the flesh and is only for the atonement of sins, the blood upon the altar. See, he's reserved it for that. So therefore, you know, blood's important. God's laws are important. Keeping our blood system healthy is important. Keeping our blood system clean is a really good way to promote good health and avoid problems. Well, let's get to this artificial blood thing, because science has been, you know, kind of tinkering with making artificial blood since the 1600s. So it's often been referred to as an oxygen therapeutic or a hemoglobin-based oxygen carrier. Or how about this one? A pre-fluorocarbon PFC. Nearly 33% of Americans will receive a blood transfusion to save their lives. And will they have a choice between real or artificial blood? So we're told that artificial blood is necessary because of insufficient blood donors to keep up with the demand for about 4.5 million Americans that need blood. So, you know, if you got a blood disorder, you need blood on a regular basis. So what's the difference between the natural blood that's manufactured by our, you know, body or bone marrow and the artificial blood that they make in laboratories? What could possibly be the difference? Well, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, artificial blood does not fulfill the same functions as natural blood. Okay. So here's their statement that appeared in the Indiana Journal of Critical Care of July 2008. While true blood serves many different functions, artificial blood is designed for the sole purpose of transporting oxygen and carbon dioxide throughout the body. End of story. So it doesn't transport nutrients. It doesn't cleanse away debris. Okay. Apparently, there are different ways to manufacture this artificial blood. They can use petrochemicals to make the synthetic blood. They can use isolated chemicals, or they can use recombinant biochemical technology to splice pieces of DNA from a different species, even bacteria, and create the blood. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, hook me up to that bag of blood that's made from bacteria. Yeah. What? Artificial laboratory-made blood for human blood transfusions. They may take it from stem cells, from umbilical cord blood, or from an adult donor's blood, and then it's manipulated in the lab. It's forced to mature, do this and that, and function supposedly as red blood cells. So we're told that when they're able to deliver this oxygen and to the system, take away carbon dioxide, we're supposed to be satisfied with that, right? Well, here is a quote from Dr. Suman Sarkar, Department of Anesthesiology, IMS, Benares Hindu University, Uttar Pradesh, India. He says this: artificial blood can be produced in different ways using synthetic production, chemical isolation, and recombinant biochemical technology. Synthetic hemoglobin-based products are produced from hemoglobin harvested from E. coli bacteria. Right. God, can you imagine? How would you feel? Well, if you were conscious, laying in the hospital bed and you're getting this blood and the nurse just happens to tell you, oh, this is, artificial blood. If you listen to me talk about it, you're probably wondering, okay, is that like E. coli going in my veins? Right? I know, you're probably saying, is she for real? Is she making this up? No. I mean, I could never go there. E. coli for blood. Well, let's look at some of the clinical trials. There are a lot of different versions of artificial blood in clinical trials, but none is being used in clinics or hospitals in the United States yet. So it's estimated that we could see artificial blood products on the market as soon as 2022. So scientists at the University of Bristol, Cambridge, and Oxford, they feel that artificial blood that they're working on will be ready for a consumer within about 5 years. According to their lead researcher, Dr. Nit Watkins, he says he's with the National Health Service Blood and Transplant Service. He's the director there. He says synthetic blood is comparable to real blood. Well, that's not what the National Institutes of Health said. They said it's not. It doesn't fulfill the same functions. So it's not the same doctor. Of course, he knows that. Okay, so the National Health Service announced that the human blood trials of artificial blood will commence in 2017. That's next year. I hope it's not here on U.S. soil. It's crazy. So they plan to transfuse a few teaspoons of artificial blood into several volunteers to watch for adverse reactions to see what happens. So a few teaspoons of blood. Well, hey, doctor, if it's just like real blood, why just a few teaspoons? Okay, so they want to see how long the artificial blood will survive in human recipients. Or is the question more likely how long the recipients will survive? I'm just asking. No doubt this will be carried out with the assistance of the Scottish National Blood Transfusion Service and the Wellcome Trust, probably people who have money invested. So researchers feel that these benefits of the artificial blood is going to far outweigh any risk. Oh, yeah. So the benefits they list are that the blood is going to be free of infections like HIV or hepatitis, but maybe not E. coli. Okay. However, this is, only after they sterilize the blood, of course. We all know what sterilized products look like. I mean, that's what they said about the, you know, 60s when the vaccines were being given. And then, you know, in the 80s, stronger lab equipment was produced, and they took those refrigerated vials, looked at them under a microscope, and they were filthy, filthy with bacteria. So this blood will only be as clean as the microscopes can detect any bacteria, viruses, or whatnot. Now, polio vaccines in the 50s were supposedly sterile, but when on examination in the 70s and 80s with stronger microscopes, it was infected with pus and disease that the earlier microscopes couldn't detect. So another benefit stated, they say, of the artificial blood, it has a longer shelf life, requiring no refrigeration compared to real blood that has to be used within 42 days and requires special storage, refrigeration. Now, sort of like that Wonder Bread that can sit on your counter for months and not mold. That's supposedly real bread. Uh-huh. Okay. Other advantages are that regardless of your blood type, the artificial blood is universal. Can be used in anybody. Don't have to do a type and blood match anymore. I mean, the lab is not going to see any of those tests. So we're going to see, you know, if hospitals, you know, drop that procedure of the type and cross match on patients, you know, when they come in and need blood, just give them that universal artificial stuff. They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. They say there'll be no immunological reactions, right? Well, if they're so sure there's not going to be any adverse reactions, why just a few teaspoons full in 2017 coming up with the volunteers? They already decided there's not going to be any reactions before they actually test it on somebody, right? I mean, you couldn't pay me to do it. You couldn't give me $1 million. You couldn't give me $5 million. You couldn't give me $1 billion to let them shoot that into me. Mm-mm. So there you go. So let me ask you this question. What is oxyglobulin or a globubin? Oxyglobulin is a synthetic blood product. It's used in veterinarian medicine, and it's been approved for use in the United States and in Europe. So what are the chances that the same product that they intend to test in human trials is going to be, like, really close to this veterinarian fake blood they use? Mm-hmm. The oxyglobulin product is reported to transport, get this, oxygen and carbon dioxide. So the artificial blood products will be especially used on people that need blood transfusions pretty regularly. Anemia patients, sickle cell anemia patients. So get ready if you're one of those. All right, so what's the risk looking like? What's the risk factor here? Well, patients that are embarking on participating in the artificial blood clinical trials need to be fully informed of their risk. The medicine knows that it can't just pump pure hemoglobin, into the body. They just can't do that. So real blood is really composed of red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. So when blood has these elements, it's able to carry oxygen to organs and cells, remove toxins and debris. And if artificial blood does not perform like real blood, the blood vessels of the body begin to tighten. High blood pressure occurs. Capillaries collapse. And strokes occur. Uh-oh. So heart attack can happen, and guess what? So can death as a result of this artificial blood, because it's not like the real thing. So less severe adverse effects are swelling and fever, because, you know, they're using this overseas. So it is really side effects like these that really have prevented the sale of the artificial blood products until now. Because blood's difficult to copy, right? So there was a report in 2008 in the Journal of the American Medical Association which it summed up the 16 human clinical trials that they used 5 different types of artificial blood products. So they were testing blood products on people. And the test group was 3,500 patients, and there was a 3-fold increase in heart attacks compared to the control group that was using natural donor blood. A later analysis of the research made scientists change their conclusions. They were actually rewriting the negative results. They were stating that their negative results initially were misleading. Uh-huh. I don't know, how misleading can a heart attack be? They reasoned that the artificial blood varied in its benefits and risks, and some experienced serious side effects. So, you know, it's all the person's fault. They were just different. Everybody else is fine. Similar reasoning is used, you know, regarding vaccines and prescription drugs. Okay, you're probably wondering, well, you know, with all the risks, with all the negativity, with all the, I don't know, liability, why would they? Okay, here's the reason. It's follow the money. In 2012, the average cost of real blood transfusions cost around $18,000, and it was about $180 to $600 per pint. That's the hospital cost on real blood, depending on the location. Okay, so like in the United States, if you're like in Colorado, blood costs more there. I don't know why, but it does. Now, Europe is embracing this artificial blood thing. There's a company called BioPure, and they say the cost of their artificial blood is going to be $1,000 a pint. Okay, now let me get this straight. Artificial blood, not like human blood, doesn't do as much as human blood, offers more risks. It costs $1,000 per pint. And real human blood from a donor is $180 to maybe $600 a pint. Uh-huh. So it is really not clear if they say the cost to the hospital for the artificial blood will come down in the future. They're hoping to refine and perfect everything to where their pint of artificial blood will be more like $100 a pint. So we're told that 1 pint of artificial blood, they say, is going to be equal to 2 or 3 pints of natural blood. So there'll be less volume and less cost. And okay. Dr. Pierre Laforet reports for Brown Biomed. He says that the cost of the artificial blood will come down as their manufacturing processes become more refined. Uh-huh. So patients with artificial blood will also have to be monitored more closely at first, requiring more tests, which of course is going to drive up their medical bill. Medical science has estimated that artificial blood products will net their industry a minimum of $7.6 billion in the United States alone. Compare that to $75 million profit using natural blood products from donors, which they get usually for very little. So now you see why there's this push for artificial blood. It's all about the money. The money. Patients will be taking on greater health risks, paying higher fees for artificial blood compared to the cost of natural blood. Well, I just say this, you know, if you know you're going in for surgery, go donate your own blood. It's the unexpected trauma that comes into a problem, you know. So how do you keep your blood healthy? Well, keeping your blood healthy isn't difficult, not at all. In situations of anemia or if you have a postpartum blood loss situation, there have been patients that, you know, they wanted to avoid the transfusions because of the infectious disease potential. So what they would do is juice a bunch of raw beets with the greens on the top and then drink the raw beet juice. And it's all the natural minerals that are in your beets that build up the blood system. They build it back up in 24 hours. So you wouldn't have to have a blood transfusion. There's lots of rich iron in beets, which helps your blood hold on to oxygen better. So no more anemia. So the natural minerals in beets help the blood to hold on to more oxygen. Diabetics have better blood results when they're on the beet juice, and you know, they last 20 years. It keeps the blood clean, healthy, not hard. Just beet juice. So the lifestyle actually has to be cleaned up too. You want to do your periodic organ cleansing all the way to the blood system. Do that 2 to 4 times a year, depending on what the situation is. Minimum of twice a year. And you'll have really clean blood. You can sweep the blood of impurities, toxins, heavy metals, cancer cells, a lot of stuff. So because blood, if you're going to cleanse the blood, it's the last cleanse that you do. Okay. Unlike costly blood transfusions, the blood cleanse is very inexpensive and effective. Now, I once had a lady who's diabetic, and she's on all these medicines, of course. And so she's limited as to some of the herbs she can use. Her doctor wanted her to have a blood transfusion. She was scared to death. So she juiced the beets. And she did that for a couple weeks, went back, had her blood drawn again. Doctor sitting there talking to her and her husband, and he's like, okay, so you took my recommendation, you got a blood transfusion. She goes, no, I didn't. He goes, well, your levels are all back to normal, so, you know, you did have a blood transfusion. She goes, no, I didn't. And he goes, well, then what did you do? And she goes, I drank beet juice. And her husband told me, you should have seen his face. He was just like, you talk about perplexability, he's just perplexed, you know, just confounded. Oh yeah, God's like that. Take the base and weak things and confound the mighty. I like it. So God's herbs are good, full of nutrition. He's the master chemist. He knows what our bodies need. And so why not tap into some beet juice? Hey, if you don't want to juice the beets, get the body food mix. It's got beetroot in it, powdered. Mix it with your smoothie or juice. It becomes water soluble. Voila, beets. Get some iron. Yeah, especially, you know, women. We need iron because, you know, we menstruate. We got to have iron. Forget the ferrous sulfite junk on the shelf. Get some beets or get some body food mix. It's simple. 866-229-3663. Ask for the body food mix. Month supplies like $40. Ah, goodness gracious. Thepowerherbs.com. Check it out there. Or, you know, get a free catalog. Look it up there and ask me. You know, call me at the office. We'll talk about it. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, it's the early bird St. Patrick special, 15% off, orders over $50, with a super duper code SaintPat16. Of course, you could use it over the phone if you don't have internet access. No worries. You could just mention it. Hey, I want that St. Patrick Day discount, and we'll just give it to you. Yep, 15%. ThePowerHerbs.com. Hey, you know what? Today is Tuesday, so guess what goes out today? The newsletter, American Survival. And if you haven't signed up, do so at ThePowerHerbs.com. It goes out by email, and you'll be empowered each and every week. Also, HealthQuest goes out on Friday, so you have time to sign up for that. And you will be amazed at the information and power you get. That's what it's about. Take that power back. Everybody wants to feel empowered, right? I know I do, every day. I praise the Lord every day, all the time, because his herbs are good, they're powerful, they're here for the service of man. You can't beat it. Just can't. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.